But but let's get into a little bit of background about you as both a player and as a coach. And as we mentioned, you were a student here and you were also a player here at George Mason University.
Yes.
You finished your master's here in sports management.
Sports management.
And excellent GPA, 4.0. That's about as great as it gets. So kudos to you for that. I know this is a really tough school, and obviously master's programs are as tough as it gets. So
they sound serious.
Congrats about that. But talk to me about your experience about playing here for a year. I remember you sent me the picture of you playing for Mason. How was it back then? I know you've received a lot of individual accolades during your time here at Mason. As I mentioned, you were all conference second team, all region second team, defensive player of the year. And as you mentioned, you are a center back.
Right? Center back, yeah. That's right.
So talk to me about that experience.
You know, I transferred into George Mason from Kinesis College. I'm originally from Trinidad and Tobago,
right.
Small island in the Caribbean. Right. And when I first came to the U.S., it was on a soccer scholarship to George Mason, to Canisius College, upstate New York. And after about three seasons, I decided that, you know, I need to get in an environment where I can express myself a little more. And I have players around me that would helped me to be a little bit more successful. And I had two friends here at the time, Tiba McKnight, who was the leading goal scorer for 2 years. Anthony Noriega, he was also the defensive player of the year before I came in. And I spoke to him on the phone, and at that time, Coach Greg and Julius just came in. And after a brief trip to George Mason, we met up at Brian's Grill. We had dinner. We spoke about the school, its philosophy, and it was a no-brainer. I just wanted to be a part of the school. So after transferring to George Mason, our first season, my first season, sorry, and Greg's second season, we had a very good year and made it all the way to the NCAA, which was the first time in probably almost 20 years.
Wow.
You
know, so it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And it was the start of a new era for the school, because ever since then, they have been to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 4 or 5 NCAA appearances. They have won their conference a couple of times.
And you know what's actually crazy about that? You mentioned how that was the first time in 20 years that Georgia Mason soccer has been recognized as nationally. And that was also the exact same year that the Georgia Mason basketball team got recognized. They had that Final Four run.
That's
and this year is the 10-year anniversary of that.
That's right.
So you came at the perfect time, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
How was the atmosphere like when you had the basketball team and the soccer team flourishing?
It was. I mean, the campus was just chaotic. Everyone was just really happy. The players were very close to each other, both basketball and soccer players. We'll all dap each other up.
Yeah.
You know, we were pretty cool. You know, so it was a really good moment and good timing for me to be in at that moment, because the school was getting a lot of attention. And I think it was God's blessing to me to make that transfer at that time. It was nothing that I planned. It was just happened at that moment. So yeah, it was pretty good.
And as Becker just said about all your accolades as a defender, what made you choose to be a defender? Because I feel like nowadays when we see players growing up, a lot of them want to be strikers. They want to score the goal. So what made you want to be a center back?
You know, that goes a bit deep into my life and my experience as a player. As a youth growing up in Trinidad, I was never on the best team.
Okay.
I was always on the worst team. I mean, I'm talking about getting hammered 10-1, 8-0, 5-0.
Wow.
And, you know, after being on a team like that for so many years, it was close to my village. I would walk to my club right to practice. I had no other choice but to fight back. I had no other choice but to stand up and put more effort into protecting our assets, which was our pride. Right. And I started off as a right midfielder.
Oh, really? Mm.
And subsequently went from right midfield, just fighting, defending for my life, my teammates, went to right back. And from right back, I went to a center back in the middle of a finals, a national finals. At that time, I went to Naprima College.
Mm-hmm.
The skipper of the team, G.S. Peters, who at the time went to Brasha. Those were the days with Baggio, that's back in the 90s. He just came back from Brasha, and the coach felt as he was a little bit cocky.
Uh-huh.
And he made a really bold move. It was 0-0 halftime.
Right.
Made a really bold move. Shift me from right back. Subbed out the captain. Completely out of the game. Shift me to center back. We won the game 1-0. After the game, he said, "That's your position."
Oh, wow.
And after that, that was all that she wrote. I was a center back. From then on, never changed that position. Mm-hmm. From high school to college, to professional, that's all I played since. So.
Right. And I watched a clip of your highlights as a center back on YouTube, and what I saw is exactly what you described.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Kind of like that defensive role. You were, from what I saw, you were really physical, and you would key up on the attacking players, especially the strikers. You would stay body to body, stay in contact with them. And your leap, you have a fantastic leap. This guy, I don't even want to know. He can compete with some basketball players. I mean, I saw his YouTube. This guy literally jumped over a guy and was standing on top of his shoulder and just fell down back on his feet. So he's incredible. You got my respect just from seeing that. I knew what type of player you were. But let's talk about your career a little bit. You had a 8-year professional career, right?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, with 7 different clubs, and as I mentioned, in different areas around the world. I mean, we can go down the list. You've been in Springfield, Massachusetts. You were in Rockville, Maryland. Then you went to Puerto Rico, and then to Singapore, and then you went to Trinidad, then to the Philippines. That, you know, Kai FC, where you also coached for a season, and then back to Trinidad. So talk to me about that experience and how it was for you to be changing clubs every year, a couple years. And the travel and what that experience was like for you.
You know, as a soccer player, professional or aspiring soccer player, my motive was always to have new experiences, but good experiences.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I never can foresee where my feet will take me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started off my career at Western Mass, I remember going to the office and talking to Greg, and he said, "Fabian, we got 2 teams that want to see you. One of them was Real Salt Lake.
Oh, wow.
And the other was Harrisburg City Islanders."
Mm-hmm.
So I went over. Unfortunately, things didn't work out with Real Salt Lake. Although I was really excited about that.
Right.
I went over to Harrisburg, and I was there for about 4 or 5 days. They offered me a contract.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I didn't feel it was the right contract.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel financially it made sense. I didn't feel physically it made sense, because my imagination of how a professional player should look, should be,
right.
You know, I didn't think it was the best move. So I ended up going to a club all the way out in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Western Mass Pioneers. Good history, nice little town. And I was there for 1 season.
Mm-hmm.
And that same season, the exact same team that I was offered a contract to won the national championship.
Oh, wow.
So I was kind of blown about that.
Yeah. God damn.
And after that season was ended, they changed coach.
Right.
And you know, usually when that happens, the coach brings in his own players. And of course, I had to find a new club.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back home, which is DMV.
Right, right.
And,
represent.
There was a new team that just formed over in Rockville, Maryland, Real Maryland.
Maryland Monarchs.
Yep. And I was there for 1 season as well. Had a pretty decent season there. And once again, Same thing happened. Mm-hmm.